don't quit. And we're sitting in the rain, and we're feeling like the weather. You could say that we're alone, but we're lonely together. We're all in it together now, as we all fall apart. We're swapping little pieces of our broken hearts. Jack is jumping in the quicksand, but it isn't what you think. She's safe 'cause she knows. The more you fight, the more you sing.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning, dearie Lou. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And before I bring up today's guest, who is Leslie Sloan from Oracle's Color, and she is going to be doing some interesting color readings on the show today, so that's going to be very interesting. And I believe I have some tickets to give away to see Dr. Wayne Dyer. He is going to be coming to Vancouver November 23rd. He'll be at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. I think that's a Tuesday night, or Tuesday or Wednesday night. I'll have to look at the calendar. Anyway, I have a pair of tickets to give away for that. And then coming up in just a couple of weeks, we have CITR's funding drive. And this year, we are going to be raising $30,000 to keep the station operating, and that helps with all the equipment that we need and all everything that it takes to run a station. It costs a lot of money, and we are a community station, so we need your help to keep us running. So that'll be Synchronicity Falls on the 19th during the funding drive, and Surya is going to be our musical guest for the hour. We'll be talking with her, and Namaste Publishing has donated a bunch of books and lovely gifts as thank you gifts for when you donate. So hopefully keep us in mind for a couple weeks from now, because we will be asking you to open up your wallets and give us a call. So just wanted to give you some notice about that. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it's Diwali time, so you can head on down to Little India, and there are going to be lots of celebrations for Diwali, which is actually the celebration signifying the start of a new year. And of course, if you know all the sweets in the Indo-Canadian tradition, they have really, really sweet candies, and there's going to be lots of that available. So yeah, Diwali, happy Diwali, everyone. Okay, so we are going to bring Leslie Sloan up on the air. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So oraclescolor.com, and you're spelling color the Canadian way.
It's actually Oracle's Color Therapy.
Oracle Color Therapy doesn't work. I went to that website. It didn't work.
Oracle'sColor.com, but the company is called Oracle's Color Therapy.
Okay, yes, yes. I'm trying to send people to your website.
Wonderful.
Yeah, oracleskolor.com, and the name is Oracle's Color Therapy. Okay, so Leslie, we were talking before the show started, and you are going to be doing readings on the air, but you said that they're not the same as a tarot card reading. So can you describe what a reading is exactly?
Yeah, what happens is, you know, color is a consciousness, and what I mean by that is, you know, you wear different colors every day, right? So you in your wardrobe, you'll pull out different colors, and they signify a language of the soul. We know, and especially since you're hosting this beautiful show, which most people are aware of, I would assume, of the chakras, of the energy centers from the root to the crown,
mm-hmm.
and the rainbow. So we're living rainbows. We're living light. But what I do with Oracle's colors is they've come through in 19 colors. I call it the human broadband, and it's a spectrum that goes way beyond the chakras, and it goes inside the different colors that are what we call unseen, the colors that people don't see. And so when people come in and they choose their colors, it's the sound or the harmony that's in discord in their body, or maybe a place where it shows that they're extremely connected. So in a tarot card reading, it's different because people are, you know, they're really wanting to know about, you know, a reading of the future. But what's happening here is by the soul's own choosing of the colors, they're actually, their higher self comes in and it says, this is my path and this is what I need to do to correct the pains or the illnesses or the suffering that I'm carrying in this world.
So, Leslie, when people are getting a reading now, they choose colors.
Uh-huh.
And so do they just choose them based on what they like?
No, not at all. This is, again, when you're choosing based on what you like, it's going through the mental ability, which stays away from the heart. This is about choosing things that come up instantly. I have people choose colors very quickly, so don't even think about it. If you think about it, then you're not going to get the truth. If you choose things, even people come in and they will choose, or people will call me and they look on the website and they'll say, you know, I can't stand these colors, but I have to choose. And I go, right, because it's a message and it's telling me where you have pain in your body. So you might have people that can't stand orange, but they need to choose orange in a certain place. And that's going to tell me certain things about their body that are going on or their emotions that are going on. So you want to get to the truth and not be mental about it, but choose it very quickly. So when people go to the website, or they even in their mind, they can say, okay, I want red, white, and green. And that, boom, then it's just that quick, and then I'll be able to, you know, give them a scenario about what's going on.
Interesting, because
yeah.
I mean, I always would just choose my favorite colors, but that's not the right way to do it.
If you pull up three colors quickly, just quickly, don't even think about it.
Okay, pink, blue, yellow.
Okay, all right. So that, and are those your favorite colors?
Pink and blue are.
But yellow isn't.
Well, I like yellow, but.
So what happens is I'm not going to, because you've not given me permission to give you any kind of a reading, so I'm not going to do it. But the
yellow, sure, if you want to tell people, that's fine.
Huh?
If you want to tell people.
Okay, so you're very sweet. The pink, it talks about you being very, very kind. You're very feminine, and you're very you're working with the feminine energy. You're helping people to align with feminine energy through your work. And the blue, would it be a light blue or a darker blue?
Sorry, Leslie, can you repeat that?
Yeah, would it be a light blue or a darker blue?
I like the light. Well, I'm looking at your website, oraclescolor.com, and I like the royal blue and the blue, but I think I like the light blue.
Yeah, because that's what they keep showing me, and that is very connected to the angelic realm. You're very, very aware of angels and things beyond what you see in the physical world. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't know if I'm aware of them.
Yeah, I'll do this off. I'm going to go into it a little bit deeper off the air. But the yellow is talking about you needing to let go. Is there something that you're afraid to let go of? Because you're calling that in.
Hmm.
You're calling. It's about walking into your sovereignty. It's disconnecting from something that's holding you back.
I don't know. Maybe fear.
Well, it is fear. That's exactly it. So, what would that be? And this is all part of the journey. What would a fourth color be?
Oh, I don't know. You're making me think.
This is a trust issue. There's trust going on. Here's a trust factor. And you're trusting about a alignment between the pink and the yellow, which are your wings. This is a trust issue.
Me letting go of being me just trusting people, or?
Trusting life. I want to say trusting the process. Also, the blue can denote blockages physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It also deals with the father.
Okay, well, I didn't have a father growing up, so
there you go. Okay, so there it is. Do you see how beautiful that is? In just two minutes, you begin to see there's a soul message coming through that is much deeper than you thought. And so this is, because I don't know you. You know that. But what your soul is saying is that by choosing these colors, this is where the frequencies which carry a consciousness, they actually carry words. So we know, like, in the pink, we know that term, or yellow-bellied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or out of the blue, right? Or carrying the blue, having the blues. So it's already in our language, but people really don't understand that. So it's a force that drives through you that most people are not aware of. So this is a very loving way to see what the issues are that are coming up, where you can really work them through the power of love. And that's what oracles are. That's why they come in heart-shaped bottles, and they carry all these beautiful frequencies that are from Mother Earth, that are born in the sun. And the crystals and the gems that create a powerful color background so that your body can, and your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual aspects will feel this love coming through. And when you feel nurtured and peaceful, then you can begin to heal.
So, Leslie, then I'm looking at your website, oraclescolor.com, and color is spelled the Canadian way. We have a lot of Americans who listen, so with the U, color with the U. And so there's all of these bottles of colored liquid. And so, do you just surround yourself with color? Do you spray yourself with these? What do they do?
Yeah, so what happens is they are, when people color gaze, when they choose the colors that they like, they take them home. They sit down, they shake them up, and they spray them around, which is the first level of shifting. You will feel a shift in your body when you spray them, because you have crystals and plants, flowers, gems, all essences, sacred waters. There's prayers in there. There's sacred oils that go back into the time of Christ and Shiva. So this is really powerful. And this, when you, scientifically, what happens is when you look at color, it brings up emotions already. So you may look, some people may look at the color yellow and go, I hate that yellow, or they hate the orange. Well, it's signifying an emotion inside of them. It's triggering something. So what people do is when they look at this, it actually goes through the pituitary gland. It registers in the pineal, and then it begins to move through the autonomic nervous system, the central nervous system, and the endocrine system. We know this. There's proof. We had scientific evidence of this for years. So it completely begins to shift people. Now, I think everybody would relate to this one. When you are stressed, you have a tendency to want to wear blue, or you have a tendency to want to look at the ocean or hear the ocean waves or bring in something that's peaceful. That's the soul calling in peace for the body. So when people sit down and they use these, they actually go into a subconscious dialogue, an inner dialogue with the color itself as it communicates, because the colors are alive. And as they're alive, we're alive. Our cells are alive. We can't be healed by clothing. It's dead. It's a dead energy. Although everything has a frequency, clothing is a dead energy. Otherwise, people would be healed by their clothing. But what's happening is when you start to communicate with the colors that are in your consciousness, and it shows where the frequencies are out, then through the frequency of love, which is being emitted, it's a sound that people cannot hear, that are coming from the colors, and it begins to align the disharmonious cells in the body. It begins to shift at the very DNA level. We've seen this happen. I've had people who come in with cancer who are in extreme pain, or people who can't breathe at all, who've had traumas in their lungs, they cannot breathe. And the minute the colors get before them, all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, it stops, because they're communicating at a higher level of energy, which is diffusing that which is causing pain. When they feel love, the pain begins to diffuse, which means the fear begins to diffuse. So the heart, being the highest shape in the human consciousness of love, so we know when we see hearts, we already think of love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we look at the heart, we're already being diffused. We're already seeing love. But this is really an unconscious thing that people are just beginning to learn. So if you look at the chakras and the energy centers that are going up from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, and if you choose one of those colors, it's already showing an energy center that's out. Does that make sense? So it's like pinpointing where the issue is by the color that's being chosen.
Interesting. Well, Leslie, it's time for a break, and are you ready to take a caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So you are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Right now we are speaking with Leslie Sloan from Oracles Color Therapy. You can find her at oraclescolor.com. And if you would like to get on the air and get a color reading, the number to call is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Strength. Dignity,
respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and speaking of Beauty Night and colors, the Beauty Night Society actually has come out with a signature lipstick, a beautiful kind of a MAC Viva Glam sort of color, and it's a fundraising lipstick for the Beauty Night Society. So go to their website, and if you're interested in purchasing that, the proceeds, I think half the cost goes to Beauty Night, which is fantastic. So we are speaking with Leslie Sloan from Oracles Color Therapy. You can find her at oraclescolor.com. Welcome back to the show, Leslie.
Thank you.
Hi. So we have a caller on the line right now. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
thanks.
Renee.
So I was interested. It sounds really, really intriguing. I'm really intrigued about this color readings.
Okay, so what is it that you're interested in finding out?
Anything you can tell me. There's lots of stuff going on.
Okay, so I want you to just give me three colors quickly.
Purple, black, orange.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, I'm going to give you a quick scenario. The violet and the orange being your wings, they're talking about you going through a spiritual trauma. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. The black, do you feel the black is really talking about you going through an internal death? The black, it's interesting because I just had a black and gold workshop and I had people experience the black consciousness. The black is very, very, it's where you go to dissolve. The black is asking, when the black comes in, it asks us to dissolve the ego structure, which contains patterns that no longer serve us, that hurt us, Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in other words, what you're doing is you're going through a metamorphosis. And this is probably the deepest place you've ever been in your life, because this, there's a lot of people during the shift right now in the earth that are feeling dead. I get a lot of emails about this. They feel this inner death and they can't explain it. But how I explain it is you go through you begin to liquidate. You're going through a transition like a moth to a butterfly, where you need to feel safe and cocooned away from people, and you need to feel protection. So you go through this metamorphosis, and you're in the tomb right now, and you're liquefying, because what your soul is calling forth is freedom from an old way of thought. You want to be reborn as a butterfly with a new form of light coming through you and a new way to be. And disconnection and liberation from all that was taught to you as a child. Because when we're stuck in dogma and the reality hits that it isn't really true, then we go through a spiritual realignment. And you know, in the violet is calling forth the shifting of your higher thoughts, spiritual thoughts, because it also, in the violet, is universal. It's the universal mind, and it brings forth change. So the only constant in the universe is change, and if we don't realize that change, we become victim in our life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So in essence, what your soul is calling for is let go of the patterns that you were taught, and forgive those around you who taught you these patterns because they didn't know what they were doing. It's generation to generation. And it brings things that are subconscious to us that we can't even access sometimes. So even if you go through and you write things, just write about asking to forgive, help your guides, ask your guides to help you forgive the lineage of thought patterns that caused abuse or betrayal in your life, and then the lineage of your family, and this will help to shift that. What the colors will do, should you bring them in, is they will help you. This will cause an alignment, a realignment in your very DNA. It will help you to feel different, shift, and let things go. So, okay. Because they carry higher energies, they carry higher frequencies, so it enables, if you will, guides to come through and assist you. And that's how they work. They bring through the pure vibration of love. So it's either love or fear. And
right.
if we diminish the fear, then it's only love, and that's how we function. And so everything you think, you create. Every thought you have creates your reality and the reality of others around you.
Even though I've changed my spirituality, even though I'm no longer a Christian, and I'm following a different path, a different tradition, I'm still holding all that from the past.
Yes, that's what's causing the pain. And you may want to pay attention to the fact that, you know, in the orange, you know, prisoners wear orange, right?
Right.
Okay, so that means that there's still some kind of an imprisonment going on, because the opposite of that is freedom and flying like the butterfly. Sometimes what people don't realize is that they're transferring one belief pattern to another system. And because humans are already a system, they don't need a system. It's more of plucking from all locations and creating your own, which feels right to you. So if you're in an addictive pattern of transference from one thing to the next, it's going to keep you in suffering and in trauma, because it's still not the truth of what your heart is calling for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the new thing that you've gone to, see what resonates with you and see what doesn't. It's important, because we're all so individual and we're all so precious in our own light. And we all have had our own life path. So what's good for one is not good for another. I'm sure you've heard this before.
Right.
We all carry our own song. And it's up to us to find what components create that song and make it flourish and make it light up. Does that feel good?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
So that's what you're calling for. And there you go. So
okay.
When we're suffering, and this is just a universal law, When we're suffering, we're off the path. The minute we click in with something that feels right, that lets go, and it doesn't uphold the judgments of others, then we're truly living in our light. And that was the greatest of the Christ teachings. This is because this is all about the Christ consciousness. It's all about being authentic. Be yourself, regardless of what anybody else says, because nobody has the right to judge your guidance and your feelings and your heart. So I leave you with that. I hope that that makes that alleviates some questions or the tension that you might have been feeling. Does that help?
Yes.
Do you have any other?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
So it all makes sense. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that covers
great.
Everything.
I'm sending you out with a lot of love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, Renee. That was wonderful. And so if you would like to get on the air and ask a question and get a color reading, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 or 604-UBCCITR. We are speaking with Leslie Sloan. She is from Oracle's Color Therapy. You can find her at oraclescolor.com. And Leslie, you also have a book, Oracle's Color Therapy, The Power of Love Through Color Therapy.
Yes. Yes. That's it explains, it goes into the consciousness of colors and how they affect us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and why we choose the colors that we do. They're simply, you know, they're messages of the souls that people choose on a daily basis, but they don't realize that they're messages. They just think they're attracted to the colors.
So, Leslie, I have a question because you mentioned earlier about clothing being a dead color.
Well, it's a dead energy. It's a dead frequency. It's not a dead color. It's just a dead frequency. So, like when we decorate our homes, when we wear certain clothing, it's because we want to be surrounded by those frequencies. But objects, inanimate objects or clothing cannot heal us because we're live, right? Our cells are filled with life form.
So what about if we surrounded ourselves with flowers of the colors that we needed?
Well, there you go.
Live flowers.
Well, that's exactly it. It's alive. It's from Mother Nature. It's our connection to nature. That's why the colors are made from everything from Mother Earth. That's exactly it, because they carry vibrations. So when you hold the colors, they pulsate. Like if you're holding a baby in your arms and you feel the heartbeat, they're pulsing like that because they're filled with light. So when you surround yourself with the flowers, that is the soul calling. You know, and you communicate with the flowers, then you can start healing. If you just bring them in and ignore them, and just know that they're there because of the color and because you like the flowers, that's one level of understanding where the healing starts. But it's actually going into a communication with nature, because nature is, of course, Hippocrates said that, let nature be thy medicine, right? That was he's been quoted that for thousands of years, because we dialogue with them. We can eat certain things. We can eat certain flowers, as you know, and they carry a vibration that we need with their colors. So even in India, for instance, you know what they do. What part of what I wrote about in the book is what they do is they take jars of honey, and they take their beautiful sari scarves, and they soak them in the honey in the sun. And then the color from the scarf would saturate into the honey, and whatever color it was would be recommended to the person who needed, like say if it's green and someone has a heart condition or a circulatory problem, then they would eat the honey, they would ingest it, it would go right into the heart area.
But then so they would put it on a green sari?
They would take the sari and they would soak it in the honey, and it would fuse, the color would fuse with the honey. So the honey would become colored. Yeah, I mean it's quite fascinating, and so wherever when the honey, you could have pink honey, you could do, you know, royal blue honey. It just depended on what they needed internally for their body. Now also, if you look at like royal blue or indigo, if you look at blueberries, blueberries are indigo. It's wonderful for vision. And there it is. It's right over the pituitary gland. That's where the color indigo resides. So when people eat blueberries, it helps with the vision. The antioxidants help with the vision. That's what it's known for. So you're looking at, and if you eat strawberries, strawberry is going to help you with vitality, with circulation. They're red, right? So it goes through the root, so it's connected into the ground, and it helps people who don't have energy contain energy. Goji berries, red for the root, for endocrine system, for hormones, right? So we have, and then you look at the color pink. Pink, you know, if you look at anything that deals with hormones, there's a very famous tea out here called Yogi Tea, and all the boxes for hormonal tea are pink. And if you look at the breast cancer, the ribbons, they're pink and red, right? So it deals with the endocrine system. It deals with the root and circulatory. So you're looking at different colors that denote different things.
Interesting. Okay, well, we are speaking with Leslie Sloan, and she is from Oracle's Color Therapy. If you would like to get on the air and get a color reading, give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 822-2487. It's time for another break. We will be back with more synchronicity in a flash.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're speaking with Leslie Sloan from Oracle's Color Therapy. Oracle'sColor.com is her website. And if you would like to get on the air and get a color reading, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. So at the top of the hour, I was talking about how it is Diwali time. It's the celebration of Diwali. And so if you are interested, there's actually going to be a downtown celebration for Diwali at the Roundhouse Community Center on November 7th. So I think that's Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you can find out more information at www.vandiwali.com. V-A-N-D-I-W-A-L-I. Oh, it's .ca, not .com. Vandiwali.ca. And that's at the Roundhouse Community Center. So welcome back to the show, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and get a reading. It's so much fun. And so how do you make these liquid sprays? Do you just like crush up a bunch of crystals and flowers, and how do you make them?
That's more proprietary because nobody's ever done it like this. But what I'll tell you is that I do, it took about 5 years to develop, and I wanted something that had no chemicals in it, because chemicals, of course, destroy the human frequency, and it prevents higher energies from coming through. So what I did do is I took powders from Mother Earth, and sometimes I do crush things, and I have sourced water from different sites around the world, one of them being Israel, and then the crystals. What I do is, you've heard of elixirs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I make elixirs that contain, like say we're working with red, so I have I use the flowers that are many flowers that are red, different kinds, different stones that are red. The crystals, the gems, all of it which contain that red frequency. So I'm getting multiple levels of that red in various forms, and then I put them together. There's a particular way to do it, because pretty much every color out there, every color therapy has some kind of chemical in it. So that's what took me so long to do this, is that I blend them, and they do shift a little bit, you know, because there's no chemicals in them. But they are all carrying the energy of that color in different forms. So when they come together and you feel that red, you're absolutely feeling pure red, and people feel the vibration. It's really strong, even if it's held across the room from them. So you could literally be 5 feet away from me, and if I held the bottle up, you'll feel it. You'll feel it where you need to feel it, not necessarily in your root, but you might feel it on your crown. You might feel it in your heart. So they're very, very, very powerful. And then there are prayers that go inside. And on the front of the bottles, it looks like an angel, but it's a heart inside of, well, it's like a heart inside of a pyramid with wings. And it's very angelically based. So we have, you know, I work with angels, archangels, masters, ascended masters, and, you know, it's all from, what I want to say is I'm not religious at all, I'm spiritual. It's of a very loving light, like it's coming from a form of pink light, I want to say, where it comes through with nothing but love. So when I'm making the colors, I feel completely blissed out. Completely blissed out. If people, my hope is that people will around the world will be able to experience this, because, you know, I know there's a lot of people that do substance abuse because they really can't connect, you know, clearly. They can't connect into divine source. But if they experience this kind of high, they would never go back to the other kind of high. Because it's very coherent. It's very coherent, it's very loving, it's very peaceful, and it leaves you feeling as if you just had a massage at the beach, you know, where you have the candles are lit with your favorite smells, and you're surrounded with birds singing and whales singing, and it's really a beautiful experience. So when the colors come through, because they're a different consciousness, I experience different things. With the black, I'm going to experience something much different than I will with the blue coming through or with olive coming through. Because they're different locations. Also, I'm going to feel more grounded when I'm bringing through the black, magenta, red, coral, and pink, and the orange. I'm going to feel more mental when I bring through the yellow and the gold and the olive, and I'm going to be more in my heart or aware of heart issues when I'm bringing through the greens and the turquoises. So does that make sense to you? It's like as you move up the scale.
Yes, and Leslie, I'm curious how you got started with the color therapy. What led you to discover this?
Well, okay, I don't think my story is going to be unusual. It's in the sense that when I was born, I knew that there was something different. My parents told me when I was three that I was talking to things they couldn't see, which, of course, a lot of children do. A lot of children do. But I maintained this all the way through, and I began to work with colors. I began to use toys that created different color spectrums. And I started painting. Then as I got older, I started doing chemical mixes through food, and I became a hair colorist. I also did makeup for the studios where I blended colors all the time that were specific unto what I was doing. And so the whole message was always about color. It was always about color. And then I started doing healing work with crystals. And a very dear friend of mine who's a chiropractor, she said to me, "You have to put this into your treatments because you work with color all the time." And I went to another system, and I began using that. And then I got very sensitive to these frequencies, and I can feel when things are no longer in a higher light, let's say that. And I left that system. Well, during this time I was, you know, all these years, it was about 20 years ago, I had a reading from this gal, and she said, "You are going to bring through something that I can't even describe right now because it hasn't been done." She says, "It's beautiful, but I can't tell you what it is." And then 7 years prior to these coming out, another gal who's a very dear friend of mine told me, she says, the colors are coming through you. And I had, because I had left this other system, I couldn't live without the colors. And they literally started to burst through me by, you know when something comes into your like, say you want to get a car, or say you want to get something that you've been thinking about for a long time. All of a sudden, it comes into your energy, and you can't stop thinking about it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then all of a sudden it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you're manifesting it. And what's happened is that the colors literally were calling me. They were calling me, and I've always been a mystical child. I've always been that who was, I was in my cave. I was always like a Merlin. And I always surrounded myself with crystals and violet and things of that nature. And I created magic away from other people. So I had, you know, I was very, very secluded. I was very elusive when I was growing up. And so this was in, what I didn't know was preparation for me to go into the universal mind or the Godhead and to bring through the energies and listen to the consciousness of what they're saying to guide me into the particular formulas so that they can speak to humanity as we're going through shifts. They carry the very DNA and the very coding that can help us shift. And I know, you know, it may be that I know that this is very difficult for people to understand. But I know that there are a lot of people that might be listening that have been feeling like they've been suffering for too long, they've been in pain, or they just want to move. They want to shift into a new place of their life. So what happens is, because our cells carry memory, they carry lineages. We hear this like when we see people who pass, say, diseases on from generation to generation. So when people go to the doctor and the doctor, they want the history of the client or the patient, and they'll say, well, has anybody died of cancer? Have they had this, that, and the other thing? And you know, people usually mark yes. Well, I don't mark anything because my DNA has shifted because I don't follow the same patterns as my family. I don't drink. I don't do any of that. So I'm not carrying those codes anymore. I broke them long ago. So the colors help you get back into your heart, and they help you to see where the distortion is that's holding you in past patterns that are destroying the system, that are stopping us from going forward. And so when we feel the truth coming through us, based on the colors that we choose that are helping us realign in those aspects, then we are able to, all of a sudden, you just get it. And you just, all of a sudden, something just drops, or you don't want to eat anything anymore that you used to. What I mean by consciousness, and let me explain this, when people come through my classes, say they're with me for 3 days in a certified course, after the course is done and they've been exposed to all the colors, I will get phone calls like crazy from people saying, oh, my God, I just realized I can't stay in the place I'm living at anymore. I can't stay with my husband anymore. I can't do the work I'm doing anymore. Because colors bring self-realization. Hmm. And it happens all the time.
So,
go ahead.
Leslie, I wanted to ask you, when people get a reading, and if you would like a reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. 2487. Give us a call right now. And you have people quickly pick colors that just come to them. But do you see the colors that people need?
Well, what I do is I saw over you, I saw light blue. Because there's many kinds of blue. But I saw the light blue. So they will show me the color. But I will never choose the colors for people because it's a soul journey. And if I choose the colors for someone, even though I know maybe what colors would be, you know, better for them if they're, like, say if they're in fear and they don't want to choose the color that they really need, I still won't say anything because it's still the journey of the soul, and I cannot interfere with that process, but I can simply be a guide. And so, like, if someone can't choose for you, I could never choose your colors because I don't know your life story. But the very fact that you chose your colors told me what I could tell you. And then to bring that up to say, okay, this is still what I'm dealing with. I'm still working through this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that's it. So it's a very gentle, loving way to bring everybody into a place of consciousness where they can be aware of what they need to work with in order to pull them into a higher place of being joyful. And that's because most people are missing the joy. They're missing their essential joy. It goes into fear rather joy. So it's bringing back the child and experiencing that. So I'm, you know, one of the beings out there who I love funny stuff, and I love a great sense of humor. And so I think we need to find the light in everything. And if we take everything that we do with a grain of salt and say, okay, how am I going to shift this? Instead of going into the negative, it's going into the harmonious and saying, okay, I now I'm aware through the colors. I'm aware of what's going on. So how am I going to shift this? Well, you shift it through love. You shift things through love because the love is the connection. Your heart is your connection. And that's why the bottles are all heart-shaped, because it's literally when you choose the colors from oracles, you're choosing what's in your heart. And it helps you to connect to a truth. It's a truth serum. And it brings you into awareness of things that so that you can go forward with things you need to work through and become whole again. So you don't feel fragmented, or you don't feel disconnected, or you don't feel alone, because nobody's ever alone. We always have our guides with us, but because we're in the third dimension and we feel so dense as a collective a group of humans, they can't get past the fifth dimension with us. So we feel collectively alone, but we're not alone. And what they're saying is enlightenment. In light, in brings, it puts us in mint condition. Mint is green. It's the color of the heart. In light, in puts us in mint condition. So we need frequencies of light in order to keep us connected. The sun, our solar plexus, which is our stomach, right? The tummy and the intestines. It's where our cord is. This is where our cords were cut when we were born. But this is where the cords of light come through, where we're connected into the universal mind. So when people come in for treatments and they feel the colors, they absolutely feel connected to spirit and to what, and they're not even aware of who their guides are. It doesn't matter. But they feel connected and peaceful, and they don't feel fearful anymore. They feel focused on walking a higher path.
So, Leslie, you mentioned the sun, and white light is every light spectrum, every light color.
Yes.
So don't people automatically get all the colors, the color therapy that they need just from being outside in the sun?
They can, but it doesn't happen, because people, by and large, they don't color gaze anymore. It would be color gazing, being in the sun and color gazing early, early in the morning, or late at night, just before sunset, or just being out in the sun for maybe 10 minutes a day. That will help the frequencies and the spectrum awaken in the body. Absolutely. It's all about light. It's all about light. But what happens at night? What if you're in pain at night? What are you going to do? You know, what if you all of a sudden someone gets a phone call and it's very upsetting? What are they going to do? There's no place to go in the sun. So this is why the colors are here, because they can be used day and night. They can be put on the heart. They can be felt. They can be put on the body. They can be felt. And people desperately need to feel nurtured. They need to feel a container where they feel safe. And that's why the colors came through, because they carry the very codes, the very DNA from Mother Earth that is helping them shift. That's why I don't put the chemicals in them, because, you know, as we're going through this shift, there are many, we're losing plant life around the world consistently because of the pollution that's happening. And there's new plant life coming in. So I don't try to contain the old color form through chemical. I allow these to shift with Mother Nature, because through Mother Nature we can heal. And so this is how this is happening. Now, also going into the galactic realm, we know that there has been a photon belt, which is 760 million miles going across our universe. It has been closing in for the last 20 years, coming into the Earth's atmosphere. And so it's condensing our cells. And this is why people are going through the shifts they are very severely and very deeply, because it's changing the very DNA in our cells. It's almost like a pressure cooker that's coming down. And so people are feeling exhausted, tired, frustrated, all these things going on. So what we need is light in the cells. The light is to help us maintain through the shift so that we can feel light, so that we maintain our health, that we maintain immune system. We can focus and think clearly. And that's what the light is about.
Wonderful. Well, Leslie, it's time for another break, so we will be back with more Synchronicity in a moment. We are speaking with Leslie Sloan. She is from Oracle's Color Therapy. You can find her online at oracleskolor.com. Color is spelled the Canadian way with the U. Oracleskolor.com. We'll be back with more Synchronicity very, very soon.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. I think we're supposed to change the clocks back this weekend, fall back in the fall. So there'll be an extra hour. It'll be lighter when you wake up in the morning next week, which is fantabulous. So we are speaking with Oracle's Color Therapy, Leslie Sloan. You can find her online at oracleskolor.com. Hi, welcome back to the show, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm so excited about getting an extra hour of sleep.
I know. I could have used that this morning.
This is always my favorite time.
Yay. And it's interesting how it's happening so quickly, because last week I got up in the morning to come to the show and it was light out as normal. And this week it was just barely light out.
I know. Everything is shifting. It is shifting. It's a global effect. Everybody has been, through the emails and phone calls, people are noticing that there is a slight shift. And this is part of that galactic shift I was talking about, because I've lived just here in California all of my life, and this is the first year that I actually consciously was aware that it's darker than normal, than it normally is. Really, yeah. I mean, it's everybody else too. Everybody has noticed. I'm native here, so. it's a little strange, but I understand why it's happening. But it's a good thing for the extra hour always. And it's funny, because when I was writing about Egypt in the book, the Egyptians, many thousands of years ago, they never altered their calendar. They never shifted time. The time shift came through the Roman times, through Caesar. And they began to, control time, to move it back and forth as per the light. But they never went with the cycles. So the cycles were all thrown off, but the Egyptians never threw off the cycles. They always kept them going. So it would take, 1,700 years for the cycle to come back again. And they would have a normal, daylight like we would now. But they would allow it to occur. Isn't that interesting?
It is really interesting. Well, Leslie, we are just about out of time here on Synchronicity, and so I'd like to give you an opportunity if there's anything that you would like to add before we close the show.
you know, this is, I would say that the colors are here to help us connect into the heart. And we're here to, as light beings, to experience life, really experience life, and to and understand that everything we do, everything we think, everything we say creates our reality and the reality of others around us. So it's really important that if there's anything that is causing disharmony and pain, pay attention to it, because it's the soul trying to get to us through the physical form to say, this is where we need an alignment. This is we're so filled with love, and yet we don't know it. And so the whole point is, let's get collectively back into a place where we can align with ourselves and increase the consciousness of humanity and bring back the feminine wisdom within all of us. And that's what this is about. It's really about helping everyone align to their truer self so that they can be sovereign, they can be happy, and they can live, really live.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's such an inspiring message, and I just love the work that you're doing with color. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. So again, that was Leslie Sloan. Thank you again for being on the show. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Leslie Sloan, and she is from Oracle's Color Therapy. She also has a book, and you can check out her website, Oracle's Color, C-O-L-O-U-R. That's the right way you spell color, by the way. Oracle'sColor.com. So this has been Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Coming up in just a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive. Filling in for Scotty is Mark Farabee. That's your last name, right?
You know it.
From the Get Down and from Friday Sunrise. So stay tuned for Scotty's Scenic Drive coming up in just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to see Wayne Dyer, November 23rd, Queen Elizabeth Theater. He is coming to town. And you, if you are the first caller to get through right now, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, UBC-CITR is the phone number. Give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. First caller will snag a pair of free tickets to see Wayne Dyer at the Queen Elizabeth Theater on November 23rd. I'm going to close the show with a song all about color. It's Eiffel 65 Blue. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue, I've been beat, I've been died, 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 I've been beat, I've been died. I'm blue. Blue house with a blue window.